Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Delighted. Some good news and bad. At least now you know where you stand. But of course, all the hard work. Is it fair to say that it's gone down the drain? Is it wasted, I wonder, Liam?
No, I don't think that any of the work that's been done is wasted. This, you know, I have to know, like, working towards an Olympic Games, it's years and years of preparation. So I don't think that in terms of performance, next year will have much of a difference for me. I think I'm still on an upward curve. So look, I at the end of the day, it's the responsible decision. This is bigger than any sporting event. We need to focus on our frontline workers, doctors, nurses, everyone that's working to make the country country function.
Yes, you've had, of course, the privilege for all your hard work of becoming the first person in Ireland to qualify to represent the country in the Olympic Games. At what point in your training were you really psyched up for this, or did you know some weeks back that things were probably not going to work out?
Yeah, you know, since November, I've been very pumped for this. I've been working really, really hard, and even longer than that leading into this. But yeah, the past 2-3 weeks, we kind of, I think athletes kind of knew what was coming. Like, for the past 2 weeks, I couldn't imagine going to Tokyo this summer in July to compete in the Olympics. You know, going to the Olympic Village, 10,000 athletes from different places, thousands and thousands and thousands of people going to Japan. I didn't think it was going to happen. So I'm quite relieved to hear the decision of the IOC, and I think it was the right decision to make, the right call.
Absolutely the right call. I think everybody would agree with that. Have you been in touch with other members of your own team or Team Ireland, and just keeping an eye on the situation as it unfolded?
Yeah, Team Ireland did a good job of communicating with the athletes, I think, and I've been in constant contact with our performance director, John Mackey, and we were well informed, and I think everybody knew what the different scenarios. I think the IOC was trying to push. Obviously, it's a complicated decision for them. There's so many factors in play, but ultimately, I think they took the right decision.
In terms of your own preparation, I'm just reading an article here in the Irish Independent and a cracking photograph from Ramsay Cardy of Sports File of you in training, obviously. At what point would you have set your eyes, your focus on Tokyo 2020 and start preparing? Are you at this year, 2 years, 5 years?
Oh, this is a long time ago. I started training with the goal of going to the Olympics when I was about 12 or 13. I didn't manage to qualify for Rio. So Tokyo's been in the back of my mind for plenty of years.
Yeah. And of course, presumably you have a life outside of canoeing as well. Are you in college? Are you working? Or how do you keep yourself busy?
Yeah, I'm currently doing a degree in applied foreign languages in the University of Pau in the southwest of France. This year, I decided to take the year off to prepare for the Olympics at 100%. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So next year, I'm going to have to take another year out. But that's just one of those things that we'll just have to deal with.
And in terms of places to train, because canoeing, obviously, you need rapids and rivers and so forth. How does Ireland compare to France in terms of where you can train? Because we do have a lot of canoeing in Ireland, as you know well.
Yeah, Stalham is very difficult to train in Ireland because we don't have a whitewater facility compared to other countries in Europe. So it's hard to compete on the international stage with those athletes, with the Germans, Slovaks, Slovenians, because they all have plenty of horses to choose from. Hence the decision to train in the southwest of France in Pau, because there's a university nearby and the course is world standard.
And this, of course, is particularly specialist. Is it true that you're only the second Irish athlete to compete in this particular event?
Yeah, in the C1 event, it's actually quite funny because the last person to have qualified for the Olympics in C1 was Mike Corcoran in 96. And Mike actually decided to sponsor me in 2018 so I could work with a coach leading up to the Olympic qualifier and then to the Olympics. So that's interesting enough.
So Mike Corcoran would have competed in Atlanta in 96. That was the year you were born.
Yeah, yeah, the year I was born, yeah. Yeah.
What now then, Liam? Do you go on as normal, keep training as normal, keep doing your studies and focus on 2021?
Well, look, it's been complicated. Like, we're obviously, we have to train from home, but I'm doing everything I can to stay fit. Obviously, the end goal has gotten a little bit further away, but still keeping my mind still motivated to train for the games next year. So I'm working. There's plenty of things you can work on from home, whether it be visualization, psychological work, core strength, balance. We'll be doing a little less canoeing until this pandemic situation calms down. But that's the way it is, and we'll just make it work.
But when it all dies down, please God, and we've seen the back of coronavirus, back into training proper outdoors again, presumably.
Yeah, back on the river. Yeah, as soon as we can. Yeah. It's
obviously something you loved. You loved so much. If you've set your eyes on the Olympics so many years ago, was there a great sense of disappointment then, Liam, when word came true that it wasn't going ahead this year?
To be honest, no, because I
you were half expecting it. Yeah,
I think a lot of athletes were expecting it. We're like, you know, I want to go to the Olympics with the best preparation possible. I want to show up with all the tools in my bag, and I want to really go there and have the best chance to perform. So I would have been disappointed if we were sent to the Olympics with, you know, a bad preparation, having been stuck at home for a month or two. I would have been disappointed then, but now I know that I have plenty of time to prepare at my best to be in shape in Tokyo and to go 100%. And not have that month or two of disrupted training in the back of my mind.